Phnom Penh is a busy and rapidly growing city. Nearly every street has a building under construction. Like some other parts of the developing world, incomes here are rising, waistlines are expanding, and people have switched from walking and biking to using motorcycles and cars. One result of all this? The incidence of high blood pressure is going way up.
It's ridiculously very high.
That's Sin Sumuni, a voluble and frustrated doctor who heads an umbrella group for charities in Cambodia.
The prevalence of hypertension in this country is one every 10 people have hypertension. It's over 11%.
By one analysis, high blood pressure now kills more people in Cambodia than cigarette smoking or childhood malnutrition. Sin wants Cambodians to get their blood pressure checked regularly, and he wants those who need treatment to get it. And yet he says very little is being done here to tackle this major killer. To find out why, I stopped by University Hospital to visit Dr. Chum Navuth. He's one of the few neurologists in Phnom Penh. I ask him, what's preventing people from being treated for high blood pressure? He pauses, then looks at the model of a brain sitting on his desk. When people have symptoms, they may see a doctor, he says. That is, if costs don't get in the way or they don't try a traditional healer. But most people with high blood pressure have no symptoms. That is, until a stroke or heart attack or kidney disease makes it obvious. A recent national survey showed that more than 80% of Cambodians with high blood pressure don't know they have it. And when people do know they have it, they try to treat it on their own, says Chum. They may buy non-prescription medicines that don't do much good. And even when patients go on prescription drugs, they may take them for only a few days. Medication to control high blood pressure needs to be taken over a long period, often for the rest of one's life. But I later learned from health experts that Cambodians are just not used to the idea of taking medicine that way for chronic conditions. Affordability is also a big issue. Sia Yehun lives on a dirt road just off the highway to Phnom Penh. She says her medicine costs her a lot of money. If her daughter, who works in the U.S., didn't help her, she'd have to do what many of her neighbors do, go without. Which makes me wonder, where are the international charities and donor governments that give so much money to fight diseases like HIV and malaria? Sin Sumuni, the doctor who is advocating for more attention to high blood pressure, has one explanation.
This is not really infectious.
Hypertension is not a communicable disease. Other countries don't have to worry that it will spread to them, he says. Sin complains about another factor that makes it difficult to raise funds. High blood pressure is primarily a disease of adults. He can't show potential donors or charities a picture of an affected baby or young child. So I checked in with one big international player, the World Bank. Tim Johnston just finished up a stint as a health specialist in Cambodia for the bank. He says they're becoming interested in chronic conditions like high blood pressure in countries like Cambodia for a simple demographic reason.
If you look ahead, as these populations age, there's what some people call the oncoming tsunami of non-communicable disease.
And he asks, what good is an improving economy if chronic illnesses like hypertension and diabetes send some people back into poverty? So globally, the bank is beginning to fund projects on these conditions, and in Cambodia, it's one of several funders working with the government to come up with a plan that would make health checkups widely available. There's another small, positive sign of change here. Cambodians themselves are starting to take an interest in their own health. If you get up early in Phnom Penh, before cars choke the streets, you'll find the city parks dotted with exercise groups doing calisthenics or traditional fan dances to soothing music on a boombox. The exercise and tranquility just might help hold blood pressure down at least a little. For The World, I'm Joanne Silberner, Phnom Penh.